Hernando Flores and Luis Eduardo Manrique are journalists based in Neiva, a small city in southern Colombia that is located between two of the last hiding places used by the FARC guerrillas.
La violenta explosión de un carro bomba en pleno centro de Neiva.
Cuatro civiles heridos fue el saldo que dejó un ataque con explosivos en el.
Over the past few decades, Neiva has only made the national news because of terrorist attacks, corruption, violence against women, and the annual Bambuco Folklore Festival. But Hernando and Luis Eduardo believe there is more to say about their city. So, for the last 7 years, they have been running a film and arts festival that serves as a platform to debate social topics. They want to get people thinking critically about the politics and social problems in the region and country. It all started with George Lucas, says Luis Eduardo.
It was 2005, and the second Star Wars trilogy was coming to an end. So we decided to host Star Wars Week, which was our pilot event. But we didn't want to just show the movies. We wanted in-depth analysis of the films.
From the very beginning, Luis Eduardo and Hernando felt that movie screenings were much more than just entertainment. Each edition of their festival deals with a particular topic that is debated through the films shown, the forums, and the conferences that follow them.
For 2006, we wanted to have something more serious. This year marked the 60th anniversary of the Nazi Holocaust, so we wanted to take the opportunity to talk about the wars of the 20th and 21st centuries. We wanted to put these issues on the agenda and into the daily debates of young people.
Last year, we dealt with the topic of women and fear. This year, we wanted to talk about a topic that worries us very much, which is discrimination. It's not only about cinema, but also about literature, history, and journalism.
Hernando explains their bigger aim with the festival.
We got our majors from a university that has a very big emphasis on communications, and I think this helped foster all of these social preoccupations. It's important to know other people because that's one of the main ways you can build bridges between cultures and generations.
During the festival itself, they get help from 20 other film fans. With such a small staff, the spirit of the festival has always been collaborative. Hernando and Luis Eduardo want to encourage other people from their region to work in cinema. With the help of the Black Maria Film School in Bogotá, they're putting together their own Sin Excusa Film School in Neiva.
The 12 participants will participate in 4 movie-making workshops. The festival will give 2 million pesos to make a short film that will be produced in 2 days. The story that will be produced is the one that the script teacher thinks is the most feasible to make. The other 11 people will help create the film by directing, producing, being in charge of photography, and everything else that needs to be done.
Such an ambitious project won't be easy in this part of Colombia.
Since Neiva is in such a key position for the Colombian conflict, it's suffered the negative effects of war. We've had kidnappings, bombings, and basically everything that has to do with guerrilla tactics.
Peace talks will be the topic of the 2013 Film Festival, a very current issue since Colombian President Juan Manuel Santos reopened dialogue with the FARC guerrillas after over a decade.
We want to understand everybody's opinion. As long as we understand the dynamics of the talks, we will be able to convince the people who don't agree with them that they're useful. Our idea is to transform the university into a little city, to demystify the idea of knowledge behind closed doors, especially in a city as conservative as this one.
Hernando and Luis Eduardo love their region and love cinema, and they're achieving their goal of making people think. This is Pablo Medina Uribe for DW in Neiva, Colombia.